This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Kharga with news. The headlines first. Fourth International Conference on Financing for Development kicks off in Spain. On the sidelines, Prime Minister will address Gates Foundation events on future of development assistance. Election Commission announces date for by-election in Rupandehi constituency number 3 on November 3rd. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Rana Deva calls for global cooperation to address climate change in 44th session of Food and Agriculture Organization. And powerful explosion at a chemical factory in India's southern state of Telangana kills at least 12 people. Now the news in detail. The 4th International Conference on Financing for Development kicked off today at the Pavias Exhibition Center in Seville of Spain. The summit is being attended by the head of the state and head of the government, including Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. The opening session was addressed by King Philip II of Spain, President of the Government of Spain, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres. Prime Minister Oli is accompanied by Chief Advisor to the Prime Minister Biswa Prasad Rimal, Secretary to the Minister of Foreign Affairs Amrit Bahadur Rai, Permanent Representative of Nepal to the United Nations Lok Bahadur Thapa, and Chief of the Protocol at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs Kumar Raj Karel. Prime Minister Oli made the visit to Spain at the friendly invitation of UN Secretary General Guterres and the Spanish Prime Minister Sanchez for the International Conference on Financing for Development of the United Nations. The Conference on Financing for Development brings together leaders of all world governments, global and regional organizations, financial and business institutions, civil society, and relevant representatives of the UN system. Nepal will advocate in the conference by leading the voice of the least developed small and island countries. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, who is in Spain on the sidelines of the 4th International Conference on Financing for Development of the United Nations, has addressed the announcement program of the Independent Commission on the Future of Development Assistance organized by the Gates Foundation today. Prime Minister Oli said that such an independent commission could contribute to fulfill the investment gap seen for the development of underdeveloped and small countries. Today itself, Prime Minister Oli held a bilateral meeting with the President of Estonia, Alar Karis, on Monday. During the meeting, the issues of bilateral cooperation and mutual interest were discussed. The Election Commission has announced the date for the by-election in Rupandehi constituency number 3. Issuing a press statement today, the Election Commission is stating that the by-election in Rupandehi 3 for the House of Representatives will be held on the 3rd of November. The seat of Rupandehi constituency number 3 has remained vacant since the passing of House of Representatives member Deepak Bohra on the 1st of April. Bohra was elected as a House of Representatives member from Rupandehi constituency number 3 by defeating his immediate rival Balkrishna Khand of Nepali Congress in the general election held in November 2022. Several areas in Dhangadi, including Dhangadi Bazar, have been waterlogged due to continuous rainfall since last night. Mainly Bisal Nagar, Milan Chowk, Sivanagar, Hasanpur Campus Road, Malikatol, Krishnanagar, as well as other surrounding areas of Dhangadi are reported to have been waterlogged. Acting Prime Minister Prakash Man Singh and Government Spokesperson and Communications Minister Prithibi Sabagrung today held discussion on making the disaster information system effective. The discussion was held at the Ministry of Urban Development regarding the work that the Ministry of Communications can do for effective information flow during disasters. At today's meeting, Acting Prime Minister Singh and Communications Minister Gurung discussed sending SMS alert to residents during heavy rainfall, broadcasting weather updates via local FM and social media, and issuing timely mobile warnings in at-risk areas. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjun Rana Deva has emphasized the need for global cooperation among the vulnerable countries to address growing risk of climate change. She made the remark while addressing the session on the forbearance for small island developing states, least developed countries, and landlocked developing countries during the ministerial special session of the 44th session of the Food and Agriculture Organization in Rome of Italy today. Minister Dr. Rana said that least developed countries, landlocked developing countries, and small island developing states are at great risk of climate change. She also highlighted the disproportionate impact of climate change in vulnerable countries. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has completed hearing on 3 proposed justices of the Supreme Court. Similarly, hearing on a member of Judicial Council has also been concluded. A meeting of the committee held at Singhadarbar today conducted hearing on proposed justices Shanti Singh Thapa and proposed member of Judicial Council Mahesh Thap Nepal. The committee on Sunday had conducted hearing on 2 proposed justices, Megharaj Pokhrel and Srikanta Podial. With this hearing on 3 proposed justices at Supreme Court and 1 member proposed at Judicial Council has completed. However, Committee Joint Secretary Nirmala Devi Lamichhan said that the next meeting of the committee would take the decision. This news comes from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ कि छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
*1415
मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The 67th Parliamentary Day has been celebrated in Nepal today. The day is marked to commemorate the first meeting of the elected parliament on the 16th of Nepali month Asad in 2016 Vikram Sambat. The Ex-Parliamentarians Forum organized a program in Kathmandu to mark the day. Addressing the ceremony, House of Representatives Speaker Devraj Khimre said, the role of former parliamentarians will be important in conveying a positive message to the people towards democracy. The speaker also stressed the need for all Democrats, including former parliamentarians, to be aware of the challenges being posed to the parliamentary democratic system. He also pointed out the need for a think tank to discuss the issue of making parliament effective. Similarly, chairperson of the National Assembly, Narayan Prasad Dahal, informed that the Upper House of the Federal Parliament of Nepal is working in coordination with the provincial and local levels for the implementation of the federalism. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. A powerful explosion at an Indian chemical factory killed at least 12 people and injured several others on Monday, turning chunks of the building into rubble. APF News Agency cited B. Nageswara Rao, a fire officer, as saying that they recovered 12 bodies so far at the site of the blast in Sangareddy in India's southern Telangana state. Industrial disasters are common in India, with experts blaming poor planning and lax enforcement of safety rules. Israel has carried out a wave of airstrikes across the Gaza Strip, triggering the mass displacement of hundreds of Palestinian families, BBC cites witnesses as saying. Rescue teams recovered the bodies of 5 people while dozens of injured civilians were evacuated to Al Ahli Hospital in Gaza City, according to local reports. The bombardment follows one of the largest evacuation orders issued since the war resumed in March. It comes amid increasing pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to refocus efforts to reach a ceasefire agreement. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kusi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhapashim provinces and at a few places in the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudha Pashim provinces. There is a chance of light rainfall and snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Fourth International Conference on Financing for Development kicks off in Spain. On the sidelines, Prime Minister will address a Gates Foundation event on future of development assistance. Election Commission announces date for by-election in Rupandehi constituency number 3 on November 3rd. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Rama Duba calls for global cooperation to address climate change in 44th session of Food and Agriculture Organization. And a powerful explosion at a chemical factory in India's southern state of Telangana kills at least 12 people. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this up, let's also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.